Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 13 of the Ankeny Fanatic Rodcast. We're a little late with this episode. We usually do it in the fall in September, but we got kind of busy, so now we're back here in October. We got a lot to talk about. We got the usual cast of characters joining me here tonight. Of course, we got the star of the show, Rod Brannon, along with Tony Rhodes. How you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm great. I've never been the star of a show before, but I'm kind of fired up about it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, hey man, your name's on the podcast, so.
It is the Rodcast.
If you're not the star, I don't know who is.
Well, Dan Holm is the star. He's the hardest working man in Ankeny. I swear, you know, he's going to cut out of here and run up and cover volleyball tonight. The guy's everywhere. He's almost like that. What's that with Michael Keaton where they have like three of you? Multiplicity.
Oh.
That's Dan Holm.
Going to guess Beetlegeist.
He's everywhere. But yeah. Appreciate what you do, Dan.
Hey, I appreciate your sponsorship of Ankeny Fanatic. And speaking of that, I know you're just about ready to renew your contract. We appreciate your support. And I don't think this is going to be the last Rodcast.
No, so. It's going to be great. So how many years has the Fanatic been going on?
We started on January 1st of 2018.
So, gosh, I'm going on my fifth or sixth year then.
Starting year seven in January.
Wow. So. Yeah, good.
No
good.
Way.
Yeah.
18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. You know what I can say? To hell with the Des Moines Register. This is where you get your local Ankeny sports right here. I mean,
timely, too.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Every 3 to 4 months.
I mean, yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about the Ankeny Fanatic.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the Rodcast.
Not the Rodcast, the Ankeny
Fanatic.
I'm sorry. I mean,
Rodney.
You know, it covers our children, and that's a void that most communities don't have. And I've got friends that are at Southeast Polk and Johnson and Waukee, and they say, gosh, I wish we had something like you guys have. And it's really cool. And then they'll get pictures that are taken by Drew Wolf, who's maybe one of the best photographers in the world, and he posts the stuff, and it's kind of a cool deal. And everybody listens to this, you get it for free. There's not, you don't have to get a subscription or anything, it's free. So kind of like air, it's free.
That's right, yeah.
Chris Berman would probably call him Drew Hungry Like the.
There you go.
He liked it.
Have you ever used that before?
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Might have to turn Rod down.
That was pretty good,
thank
guys.
Thank you. Well, we have another photographer helping us out. He's going to be at the match tonight, so I don't even have to shoot photos. So I got a good gig, but he's a college kid. His name is Jared Debbie Downer. Yeah, Jared Downer.
Are you hearing that back feed?
Yeah. There's a little bit, yeah. I just, okay. Maybe we're talking.
Maybe it was me.
Yeah, I remember talking to him.
I was saying it was Rod. It was, who does Centennial play? Or is it?
Centennial plays Iowa City West, and Ankeny is hosting Urbandale. They should both win pretty easily. Okay. So yeah.
I think the brackets look very favorable for both the Ankeny Hawks and the Jets.
They should both get to state. So.
Yeah. Who's the best team, would you say? Like, who's their highest-ranked team, Dan?
Well, Dowling is number one, and they've beaten Centennial twice, and they're ranked 1-2. So, I mean, Dowling's the team to beat.
Oh, so it's going to be easy to – so we got Centennial, and then my second favorite team, who's ever playing Dowling. Good.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this is a Dowling fanatic.
The photographer, back to that, really is named –
yeah, Jared Downer. Yep.
I thought you were serious with his name was Debbie Downer.
Oh, no, I was throwing my nickname there.
Okay, Berman. Okay, thank you. Okay, so, thank you for clarifying that.
But no, he helps us out, and he's a really good photographer, too. He gets some really good stuff, so I appreciate his help as well. So
yeah, that's great.
So, well, let's talk about football. Are you going to the Jags game tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah. It's at Urbandale. You know what? A good friend of mine, his name's Andy Pollack, and he coaches for Dowling. And they beat them, I think, 28-0 earlier. But Andy told me it was the best defensive line that they'd played all season long. So I think they're going to have their hands full. You know, I mean, I think we're going to win. But I think their hands are going to be full. You know.
Well, I think the Jags pretty much have to win to get in the playoffs, don't they?
It looks like it, yeah.
Well, what was the score last week? Jags?
What was it, 20?
Northwest beat them 17-7.
Yeah.
Is that 4-4?
4-4, yeah.
And I'll be honest, it was 17-7. And it.
Were you there?
I watched. No, I didn't. I don't have to go all the time, but I watch it on TV.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was as close as the score. Unfortunately, I mean.
You already Dwight's and all that?
Yeah, they just took, they the first time this year I've seen every Centennial game, either live or on or watch it online, and it's the first time I thought that they didn't compete very well.
Yeah. Well, Northwest is pretty good, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, they are, but, I mean, so is Dowling, and we could have beat them. So is Polk. Yeah. We could have beat them. Yeah. Ankeny, they score on a last, you know, in overtime, I think. Right. They throw it up to the big kid, and he comes down with it. So, I mean, yep. There's three games that, well, you flip a coin, maybe they could have won them, and then Waukee Northwest comes to town and runs for 300 on us. You know, so, but we got a great staff, and, you know, I mean, And Jeff Bauer down at Ankeny's just done a great job this year. I mean, this is their quote rebuilding year, and Dan was there last week. They, you know, that was a game that they probably are looking back that they should have probably won.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they're up 9 with 6 minutes to go. Gave up a 87-yard touchdown pass, and then had to punt. And Valley drove it down, kicked a field goal. So
yeah. And, you know, field goals in high school are not like they were when we were in high school. When you have your Dave Sharp straight on kickers, you know, you don't know where it's going to go with, you know, with the Tom Dempsey squared toe, you know.
We had Dave Sowers. It must be Dave's back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I forget what I was going to say, so never.
But, no, I mean.
I know. Does Valley still have a chance at the playoffs?
They do, because they're 3-5. They had to win that one to keep their hopes alive. I think they moved up from, like, 20th to 18th, I think.
So, somehow, if they won and Centennial lost, they would jump?
Well, because of their strength of schedule,
yeah,
they might. Because I think they've had the toughest schedule in the state. Centennial is right there with them, but yeah, as I understand it, if Valley wins tomorrow, I don't know who they play, but I think maybe they'll get in. So,
gotcha. At 4-5.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's talk a little baseball. Roger, sitting here with your Cubs sweatshirt on. What do you think of your Cubs, the team right now? kind of a rough ending, huh?
Well, our September wasn't great, you know. Tony, I mean, you know, you got you're a Twins fan. They made the postseason. Tony's a Reds fan. I'm a Cubs fan, and you know, seriously, Tony and I, we came down to the last week, pretty much of the year, and you know, had chances, but you know, my team just had a bad September. I mean, they just got outplayed, and the Diamondbacks took it to them. I mean, they lost 7 games to them, and that was pretty much it, you know. And I tell you, Philadelphia, whoa, man, they look good now, don't they?
Yeah, right now they look like the going to be the representative in the World Series.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, they've got two former Cubs, Schwarber, and I always say his name wrong, but he played for the Reds.
Nick Castellanos?
Yeah, and I tell you, that guy.
Did I get that right, Dan?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You know, everybody's on him because they say he's not a great outfielder, but, man, I tell you, every time I look up the guys on base, and he's a great baseball player.
He's very solid.
That was a really big mistake by the Cubs. And the Reds, I'm sure, would like to have kept him, too. You know, he's a great player. You know, but I'm rooting for Texas. I don't want to see I'm done with. I'm Astro'd out. So
yeah, I don't blame you. I can relate.
I think that's a long line.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like Dusty Baker. He got his.
I do like Dusty Baker.
I do. I like him. You know, I was there when he was chomping on his toothpick, and this kid got in the baseline and about got ran over one. You know, clear back in the day, but
those Giants.
Yeah. He's. Yeah, you got to admire him because he's won everywhere he's been. But I was looking at it and I thought, you got Dusty Baker at 74, Bruce Bochy at 68. That's a combined age of 72. Got 144 years of managerial. You know, I
don't know if you're doing math there or dividing, but neither one was good. So, were you adding them or trying to find them an average? Because the average would be 71. But
okay, well, you know what?
That's why you bring me in here for math.
You know what? You know what else is great? Sometimes I don't spell good either. If you're on the boy band group tech, sometimes I don't spell good.
Anyhow.
Well, I you know, speaking of spelling.
If you saw both the guys side by side and you didn't know who was older, who would you say is older of those two? Bochy and Baker.
Well, I think Baker looks older.
I don't.
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a toss-up.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't mean to derail you there.
But, you know, speaking of spelling, today I had to change a person's policy because they got a revocable trust. And I have to, you know, you have to have it signed by, this is underwriting stuff. It's just, sure, we're doing it. Well, my underwriter, I don't know why she can't go in and just fix it for me, but she let me know that I spelled revocable wrong twice. And I told her in the third email, well, my friends kind of make fun of me for it. I guess I'd never be good at Wheel of Fortune. And she said, Rod, third time, winner, winner, winner. I spelled revocable right. I
don't you have spell check?
Not on that stuff, you don't. I wish you did, but it's okay. Not in our shelter insurance applications. But, yeah.
So how are you spelling it? What
you know,
K? With a K?
Yeah.
No way he was spelling it. You were not.
I don't know how I spelled it, but I spelled it wrong. I mean, I'm a man enough to admit when I can't. I'm not a great speller. I mean,
you can spell with. That's just typing.
Well, yeah, but my phone's small, my fingers are big.
Okay.
Sometimes big fingers mean just big fingers, you know?
Yeah, sometimes they do.
Well, hey, before we move on, just one other note about the baseball playoffs. I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. After teams like the Braves and the Orioles got eliminated after sitting out for like 5 days, a lot of people were saying like, oh, it's not fair that these division winners have to sit out for 5 days because they get rusty and then they can't crank it back up and then they get their ass kicked. I mean, do you think that's a good argument or do you think those teams just need to show up and play when the lights are on?
I show up and play. I mean, rest is, to my opinion, rest is always good. I mean, the Braves, they've been notorious for pretty much sucking in the playoffs. I mean, you know, they've had some of the best teams in the world, and they won one with Maddox and Glavin and everybody else that was there, and they just have one. Shut up and play.
If you ask any of those teams, I would venture to guess they would all take the bye.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Anytime. So, I mean, that just puts you one step closer to the World Series. So, too bad, so sad, you know. You got to win the games. I don't know. Maybe you could say that maybe they should be best of seven or something. But, you know, they got pounded.
Yeah.
Right? Phillies was a – Phillies beat Braves, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean yeah.
And nobody's asking me, but this is what I would do if I could do it. I would eliminate that third or the third wild card team. We don't need that. So just have the two wild card teams like we did before. Do the one game playoff because that was so exciting. I mean, that one game do it all. I mean, that's great. And then have them move into the next round right away and then do a best of seven with, you know, and have all the series be best of seven. That's just me. But
I kind of like the way it is now. Yeah. I actually don't. That one game thing was.
I didn't like it either.
That's who has the best pitcher.
I liked it when the Cubs beat the Cardinals, but that's about – no, I'm just saying, you know, I don't – no. I'm going to disagree with Dan. I think they maybe should even expand it one more, find a way to get it where there's an even amount because it's – the problem, though, you get is it's – you know, it's – let's face it. If you're the Twins or the Cubs or who else is up north? The Cardinals even?
Brewers.
Brewers play inside, though.
Where are you going? You're going weather with it?
Yeah. You get this time of year, it can be dicey.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But you'd have to, I mean, if you wanted everybody playing a first round thing, you'd have to add two more on each.
Or shorten the season to like 154 games like it used to be back in the day. I mean, do you really need 162?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's about revenue but you know. You get more playoff teams, maybe more revenue. But then again, I don't know who watched, you know, if everybody's watching these playoff games. I mean, to be honest, it kind of sucks, the playoffs. I mean, they're on these weird channels.
Yeah.
I mean, like 242, I thought.
Unlike tonight's football game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. You shouldn't have to go on Facebook and ask, where the hell's the game at? You know, but I do sometimes, and, you know, it's because I can't find it. But, yeah, you're right. What's really great is if anybody wants to hear this, when Dan posts it real quick and swing up the Clipper, if you say Rodcast at the Clipper tonight, free beer on me.
Too early for the thing. That's not going to be the...
No, I'm going to throw it out there. If they wait to the end, then it might be too late.
I know. Okay.
Well, And I'll try to get it posted as quickly as possible, but depending on what time we finish, it may have to wait till after the volleyball game. So it'll have to be, we'll see.
Maybe next Thursday at the Clipper.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Or anytime.
But, you know, while we're sitting here tonight, speaking of, you know, we're talking baseball. I think the Phillies are going to win it. That's my pick now. Hot tip. What about you, Tony?
Yeah, if I had to choose one right now, it'd probably be the Phillies.
I wouldn't bet against them. But
you know, I would have the Diamondbacks last. I'll say that right now.
Yeah.
But that's pretty easy. But they're a good team.
Although, man, they're real.
I don't know if they're better than the Phillies, and I didn't think they were better than a couple of the other teams either. But can I get in my little quick story at the end of the season? So Dan, I on my way home, I went down to watch Boston College play Louisville, and then I got to see a couple Reds game. I guess a Reds game on the way down Friday, and then one on Sunday. They lost the first one and won the second. But I'm hoping I didn't see Joey Votto's last game in a Reds uniform. But if I did, it was pretty cool. And he got a hit in the last at bat and got pitch ran for. But that was pretty cool. That was pretty emotional, actually. And it wasn't a packed house on a Sunday, you know, when NFL's going on. But it was pretty crowded. It was kind of warm, so the sunny side of the stadium was not filled. But everywhere else it was. But that is, if you've never been to the Great American Ballpark, it is a pretty cool baseball stadium.
Yeah, you've told me that. And did they pinch run for him just so he could get the ovation?
I don't think that hurt any.
Yeah, because you know, you want to bring people out. They like to do that. To, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. He got a curtain call, and then he was interviewed after the game and everything.
Well,
and we stayed around for that.
I've talked to some of
all the way home.
A lot of my friends say the same thing. Is when you listen to him, he'd be absolutely perfect behind a mic.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's great.
I think Wainwright, even no, I don't like Cardinals. He's a good.
But Joey does it. When I listen to him, he just seems like a kind of guy you want to listen to.
Yeah.
You know. But no, it's speaking of Boston College, they got a big game this week. We're gonna have they're playing the Georgia Tech. Yellow Jackets, and we're going to have one of our Rodcaster fanatics watching it. Andy Crawford's going to be down there. I think he's going to get a hold of your brother and try and see if he can't meet him before the game.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
And
probably Friday night at the hotel. I was planning on going to that, but work got in the way.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony's been really busy. They've got some nutrition stuff going on today.
Yeah, we're not.
He's a nutritionist now.
You're not going to talk about that.
I
know. I'm just saying. It's just.
He's working hard. Just, you know.
He's
one of the. We always like to have fun, but he's one of the county employees whose name doesn't end in a vowel. But he's working hard.
I am.
Yeah.
We all are out there. We're really busy with lots of kids out there.
Yeah. So,
well, speaking of Boston College, what's the record now? How are they doing?
3-3.
3-3.
And they are
a game for them, yeah.
They are, if they have bowl aspirations, which they obviously do, I wouldn't call it a do or die, but it's one of the more winnable games probably left on the schedule. So, I thought the line would open around 6 or 7, but it opened at 3.5. Georgia Tech. You know, if you usually go by the home field, that basically call that a toss-up game when this Georgia Tech just lucked out and beat Miami of Florida, but they still played them close enough to beat them, to be in the place to beat them. And then, I don't know, I think the line has jumped up a little bit, but I'm still surprised I thought it'd be higher. But Boston College is coming off a bye, so we'll see.
So we're going to talk a little like Boston College, Georgia Tech real quick. I mean, the Ramblin' Wreck, where does that come from? I mean, I don't get that.
I think it's, well, it rhymes with the Ramblin' Wreck of Georgia Tech.
Okay.
That's about, you
they
know,
come out
oh,
in
oh,
an oh,
no,
art.
No. Maybe Nipsey Russell was in town one
I
night.
I mean, it's just something I don't get. I mean, I'll leave it at that. You know, it's like, man, I like their yellow jacket, you know, mascot and stuff, you know, but.
You know, Alabama has an elephant, you know. The Red Elephant Club.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's one of their little things.
Yeah.
Side the black and white cardinal.
Well, okay, but they have an elephant. Is that like no one has donkeys. So is that like a...
I don't think it's a Republican
thing. I don't think it's political. But.
Wow.
Who knows, right?
Wow, I just didn't know that. I learned something new tonight on the broadcast.
Lastly, on college football, I looked at myself in the mirror, college football related, in the mirror on the way here, and I felt like I kind of looked like I had a Brian Ferentz hairdo going on. I don't know what's going on. It may be hard to tell with the earphone. What do you think, Dan? I don't know. It's just combed a different way.
Yeah. You know what, though?
You get the flow going.
I just called it run up the middle.
We'll just go to college football right now, and I'll tell you, they're so hard on Brian Ferentz, and I'm not going to say we're electric because we're not. We're like Amish when it comes to offense. I mean it's like pedal power.
Yeah.
But you know what? They win there. They are what they are. And you know, last couple games, I think he's called a really good game, and they're down 1,000 players, and you know, of course, in the state of Iowa, it's the only state that has kids that gamble. I mean, you know, they don't have. You go to Nebraska or Missouri or Illinois, there's no gambling, but yet Iowa and Iowa State get people suspended for it.
Well, winning should certainly count for something.
Yeah,
and if Kirk wanted to be doing air raid, he'd be doing air raid right now. So. I don't know how that. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's just kind of low hanging.
I just don't think
it's low hanging fruit for everyone.
I don't think they have the players, and maybe they got a recruit better for him. But obviously, they recruit some positions better than others. But I did see an Iowa football player catch punts this week, and it was at Smith Marset, place for the Carolina Panthers.
I was going to say Cooper DeGene is not the problem.
No, but no. There's actually an NFL receiver playing right now.
Yeah,
and from Iowa, which I didn't realize.
One of many. He's bounced around.
Yeah, I know.
Started with the Vikings. Yeah, who's he on now?
Carolina. He played against Miami last week, so that's why I got to see him.
I think he was on the Bears, and I think he was on. Was he on the Chiefs for a while? I think he was on the Chiefs.
Yeah. I thought he was on the Vikings too.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Viking. I think Vikings drafted him.
Okay.
But I mean, he's been around. Yeah, he seems to be around the Midwest a lot.
You know what though? He's making minimum of $900,000 a year. So you know, good for the kid. Mm-hmm. He caught punts good last week. He's one of the best fair catchers I've seen.
Well, guys, this was a topic on the local sports radio today. They were saying if Iowa runs the table, which with their schedule, you know, they very well could, and then if they pull off an upset in the Big Ten championship game, beat one of the great teams from the East, would they get into the playoff?
No.
I know that's where you're probably going, and I don't see how, but.
No.
I don't either, unless there's a bunch of, like, two-loss teams, then, you know, they'd get in above a two-loss
like two team. How would you put them ahead of Penn State? You know, I know Penn State lost three games or something. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Geez, I don't think anybody wants that.
If that would happen, there's a better chance of Tony and I swimming across Sayreville tonight. Either one of us can swim.
Well, thanks for putting that out there. Somebody's going to throw him in a river now.
Well, at least a river is not a lake. You get a fighting chance to get to the side.
When I say nobody wants that, I don't think anybody that's a non-interested Iowa fan would want to watch that first-round game. But you know, who knows? I mean, who has given TCU a chance to be in the finals last year and they beat Michigan?
But I like how they played. And then, you know, the Cyclones have come on big time. I mean, they have. That last week was – they look good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like – these teams grow up. I mean, they get better. I mean, you know, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, they could legitimately go to the Big 12 title game if they keep winning. I mean, they have to beat Texas, but
yeah,
they could. So
I'm going to put you on the spot. So we're in volleyball season right now. So can Ankeny and Centennial meet in the finals, or do you know yet?
That would be an unlikely scenario. The way the rankings are right now, Centennial's 2, Ankeny's 7. If, like, the top 8 teams make it to state, they would meet in the first round. So it would take an upset somewhere along the way to throw off
those
pairings.
Yeah.
But say the number six team loses, then Ankeny would move up to the sixth seed. So then they'd be in the same side of the bracket. Then they'd meet in the semifinals.
So there's no way they could ever, you don't think, finish in the finals.
Well, it'd probably take a couple upsets, okay? Because what I was just saying, if there's a couple upsets, if Ankeny moved up to like the five seed, then they'd be on the same size of the bracket as the one seed. So then yes, they could.
But that'd be neat. And it'd make it better for you.
I'm going to say that's pretty impressive. You know all that stuff.
You know what?
That's why. That's why what, Ron?
That's why it's Ankeny Fanatic.
That's right.
Because he's not a bench warmer. He's not on the bus. He's a fanatic.
Okay.
Yeah. He even has license plates that say fanatic.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tony's got license
you
plates
got to
that
kind of
say.
Read through it, but yes.
He has license plates that say skull clap.
Yeah. Clip. CLP.
Mine say go Dolphins.
No,
I just got new ones.
You did?
Yeah. No, I just made it up.
I was going to say, it said something about yourself.
No, anyway, yeah.
Well, hey, let's talk a little NFL now before we head out of here. You mentioned the Dolphins. So what's the day of that game with the Chiefs?
It's still pretty early, Dave.
It's like...
Oh, yeah, we got time.
No, real quick. No.
I'm just kidding.
So the Dolphins, they've got Philly this week, which will be tough at Philly.
And that'll be tough.
Then they get to come back home on the 29th. And they get to play Bill Belichick and the Patriots, who are just really bad this year.
They're bad.
And I love every second of how terrible they are. And then after that, they're going to play the Chiefs. And the Dolphins got a big break because they're playing the Chiefs in Germany. And it's a Chiefs home game, which I cannot believe a team coming off a Super Bowl win. I don't know how I'm getting old here. Roger Goodell. Possibly talked.
Just got a new contract.
Yeah, of course. He's, what's he making? $50 million a year?
Sir, I don't know.
I haven't seen it yet. But, usually the teams that play over there are the bad teams, like the Dolphins. They play there a lot. They were bad. They gave up a home game. The Jaguars. They played back-to-back there, okay? They're the teams that – I'm not going to say they don't draw good because Miami always draws well because they have a lot of people like going to South Florida, but – they got lucky. They're going to play the Chiefs, and they don't have to go to Arrowhead. I wish they were going to Arrowhead because I'd like to drive down there and raise the IQ of the stadium.
There we go. You knew
it was coming. Yeah, I know. No, but, it's a crazy year, man. I mean, seriously, I mean, you've got your top four teams, and you got your bottom 10, and anybody else, flip a coin. I mean, 49ers got beat, but, I mean, Brock Purdy looked, for the first time, not human this week. I mean, the streak he's put together is amazing. Wouldn't you say so, Tony?
Yeah.
I mean.
I would say so, yeah.
Oh, my
God. It was his first regular season loss, wasn't it?
And he hadn't thrown a pick.
Yeah.
I think me and Kelly are going to go see him play this Monday night, so.
Oh, you are going to make
playing up the Vikings, yeah.
Wow.
Another thing I was planning on doing my son and I for a while, but I,
really?
Yeah. Work interviews.
Do you have tickets yet?
We're going to go with the double days. They're working on tickets, but I think we.
I wonder if somebody.
Hold on. Him and his wife?
Him and his son.
Okay. So. God, if you get. I mean, I'll be honest, I'd go up to that game.
All right.
Who are you rooting for?
See what we can do.
Whoever's on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
By the way, two people denied me trades today. In my fantasy league, they're a bunch of wussies. I've given them trades that are great. I'm trying to train them.
How many times have you offered me a trade?
You have a good quarterback.
Thank you. That's a way of saying I don't want anybody else.
No. Do you really want to trade for Patrick Mahomes when you've already got a great quarterback?
Well, maybe.
Okay, well, make me an offer.
Has your own son even traded with you?
He's got Jalen Hurts. He doesn't need a quarterback.
Okay. Well, I'm just checking.
But
is that the only thing you're trying to do is trade a quarterback, though, to get – and you're getting – what are you trying to get? Because people love to talk fantasy football.
Well, I'm trying – I traded P. Blockey, whatever his name is.
Blake?
Well, yeah, I don't know his name. I call him Blockey. But anyway, I offered him Mahomes for – the receiver for New Orleans. I always say his name. He's from Ohio State.
Olave?
Yeah. No. I gave Dan Holmes. Well, Dan
Holmes.
pass on a great trade. And it was very even on the
stuff.
That's
a very reasonable trade on your
part. Yeah, yeah. And he said no, because I guess he likes being 6-6.
Okay.
You know. But I can't start two quarterbacks. And they both have a week 10 bye. I bet no one gives a shit about that.
I was going to say, you guys lost me with this fantasy football stuff.
Wake up, Dan. Dan, wake up.
So before we leave the NFL conversation, Rod, I told you I was going to tell you about the movie that had the Dan Marino reference. So have you guys ever seen the movie called The Outlaws? And it's not The Outlaw as in like a Western
criminal
or whatever.
It's Pet Detective. He's in that one.
Well, there's another one.
I'm in the reference. I'm just kidding.
So anyway, it's called The Out-Laws because my wife and I watched a movie last week, and she sent me all these different ones that she wanted to watch, and I was thinking it might be like a movie about some Western or something, but no, it was called The Out-Laws because instead of in-laws, it was the outlaws. It was like the in-laws who were kind of crazy, you know, so they called them outlaws.
I got you.
So anyway, the main character... by Adam Devine from he's from Iowa. I don't know if you guys even know who he is.
I do.
It's
an in Marin 4, isn't he?
No, it's a different one.
Okay.
Close. So it's an Adam Sandler produced movie, so there's a lot of childish humor, so that kind of tells you what to expect. But anyway, so the main character and his wife, they have these in-laws who are just crazy. So, and the main character, Adam, like his parents are real prim and proper. But then he finds out when they meet the crazy in-laws that his mom says, well, I was kind of crazy when, you know, I was younger. You know, we used to go to orgies and stuff. You know, one time I hooked up with Dan Marino and
there it is.
The guy was like, what? You had sex with Dan Marino? Dan Marino could be my father? And she's like, oh, no, honey, you were a terrible athlete. There's no way he's your...
Or maybe he was wearing a glove. You see what I did there?
It's a children, baby.
Oh, I'm cracking myself.
Yeah, Dan Marino.
Oh, I see.
You know what? Speaking of Dan Marino.
Okay, Dan, that was a little better than fantasy football. So
yeah. Speaking of Dan Marino, is that commercial with Marino and Jerry Rice and Emmitt Smith and Randy Moss? It's just great. I just think they're going to come out of retirement. Dan can't see his playbook. He puts his glasses on. And then they finish it with, of all people, Josh Punk Allen standing over the top of him with his mustache.
Oh, I thought the end was when Brady's talking to Edelman.
Well, you're right. That's the last action thing.
Okay, all right.
And it wasn't.
I'll keep in line here.
Well, okay, Mr. In Line. That'd be Gronkowski, not Edelman.
No, it's Edelman on that lounge chair. Beer tonight, buddy.
Wow.
I haven't seen it.
Tiebreaker?
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
It's Edelman.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, I didn't know that. See, you learn a lot of stuff on this.
Well, you should know. The guy barely...
While he's laying down, he's got his...
I know.
He's got his shorts on.
Brian, Dan's taking a photo. Brian Ferentz's hair.
So when I post this podcast later, you'll have a picture on Twitter of the guys here, so you guys can comment on whether or not Tony's got the Brian Ferentz flow going. So.
but we're about done, but here's what's going to be great. We've got great people covering great sports in a great town. Because you just can't beat Ankeny, Iowa. I mean, if we were still one school, I mean... It'd be boring because they just hand us every trophy, you know.
There you go. That's true.
I mean, you
but
know.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, but you know, it's very factual.
I know, but I'm saying some other schools cities our size would probably could claim that too, right?
Maybe Waukee right now, but you know, that'd be about it.
Maybe Iowa City. Maybe Dem. I don't know. I understand what your point is, though.
Well, I told you guys off air that I'm going to Vegas next week. When I get back, the state volleyball tournament's the next week. Ankeny's going to be there probably, Centennial, and Ankeny Christian. Got to give Ankeny Christian some love because they're the defending state champs.
Shout out.
And they're almost guaranteed to be at state. So probably I have three teams there, so I'll probably be spending the whole week in Coralville. I'm going to have to get a room at the Super 8 in Coralville, I guess. So,
have you stayed there for real?
No, I might find something a little nicer.
We were thinking about that, and then we read I think reviews in there.
I think Dale and Ted have stayed there before.
Because there wasn't much else available. But we ended up staying in my daughter's apartment because some of her roommates were gone. But anyway, yeah.
But, yeah, it's a, yeah. It's,
if all you need a place to sleep, maybe it's, you know, but if your bed starts moving around,
you know,
your cockroaches are carrying it. Well,
you know, it's, but here's the deal. You get it. Dan's going to cover some sports. He's going to cover some volleyball. But I just want to know before we leave, when is bowling coming up? When's bowling season?
It starts in late November.
Okay, so it's coming up.
Okay. Is that the end of that?
No, because I just love the bowling. My favorite thing ever was when Dan interviewed the bowling coach and they said the kids bowled in some tough conditions. And me as a non-bowler, I didn't understand it. And I guess there was some oil on the lanes.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize you could have tough conditions in bowling. I thought maybe like they had people with noisemakers or they're in,
battled through.
Yeah.
Well, they have a new coach this year, so I'm not sure if the new coach will complain about the conditions or not, but I guess I'll find out. So,
yeah. Speaking of that, our good friend Rick Dobish is coaching bowling at Bondurant this winter, I guess it'd be, right? Late fall, winter, whatever it is.
And we don't have Bondurant fanatic, but I'm going to throw it out there for Rick. He went 6-2 as a JV coach this year.
That's right.
And I guess won the division. I didn't see it on the Ocho, but he won the division. He only lost two games by a total of 6 points.
Only man to run a fake punt with a lineman.
Up 25 with 3 seconds left.
Something.
Yeah. And then he criticized me when I said, you know, if I was the Dolphins, I'd have kicked that field goal to have gotten the record. I'm just going to throw that out there for you, Rick.
That would probably be me that was doing that, but...
By the way, I'd have kicked it, too. If I'd been the owner, I'd say, get a kicker out there. Speaking of kickers, what's really unique is this is the first time you've got the Eagles and the Dolphins going forever, and it's the Ace Ventura deal.
Oh, is that the two teams that played during
the Super Bowl? And they kidnapped Dan Marino. And Ace Ventura went up against the Eagles mascot in it, by the way.
But they truly haven't played in the Super Bowl, have they?
No.
Okay, and the other thing I wanted to say about that earlier, I didn't. The Eagles are only a 2.5-point favorite at home. So they're pretty much telling you the Dolphins, they think the Dolphins are just a tiny bit better.
Well, that's just for people that bet. I'm scared to death about this week, you know, but.
Well, the AFC is clearly superior. I mean, did you not realize that?
I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Because, the official every time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but I'll tell you, though, I mean, I watch these games. I'm going to throw this out there. And it shows what a big mistake the Browns made with that Deshaun Watson fiasco. I mean, they're so good, and they've got $240 million guaranteed into that guy. And their defense is phenomenal.
They are really good.
They are real. I mean, they're great, and they're winning with a journeyman quarterback.
I mean, yeah, and they lost one of the best running backs in the league.
Yeah, yeah. That coach is doing a great job. I mean, Deshaun Watson. I mean,
that's his former Viking assistant, by the way. I know him so well that I can't think of his name right now, but I think this is year three for him.
He's doing a great job.
If not four.
It's not Zimmerman, is it?
No. That would be Zimmer.
Okay.
But no.
You know, Dan, who it would be?
It was a former Viking assistant, and I don't remember.
You know, people, we're about ready to be done, but if this was a really high-funded thing, we'd have stat people putting it in front of us right now, so we would act smarter than we really are.
Like we'd have spotters?
Yeah.
A show producer, maybe? Yeah.
Yeah, and like I would know that was Ellen.
Malibu. What's the one that Al Michaels always refers to? Malibu Haze or whatever?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't remember.
All I know is this, I'm going to leave it with this because my wife never listens to it. But she got mad at me the other night because somebody got hurt in a game, and I says, why don't they have that girl saying what's going on? The only reason she's there is because she's pretty. And Kathy goes, that's sexist. I go, well, Kathy, someone's hurt. It's her only job is to find out what's going on. She knows as much about NFL as you do.
Wow.
Yeah.
That also goes sexist.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't trying to be mean, but, you know.
You're not finishing strong here.
But why don't they ever have guys? guys on the sidelines.
Well, they had that one guy that has a really blonde hair that's slicked back.
Who's that?
I'm more attracted to him than some of the women. So
who was that?
No, I can't. Do you know who I mean?
They have a guy sideline report.
Yeah, they do have one. Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's NFL guy too, not college football.
Hey, speaking of NFL,
so that's two names I have to come up with by next February, huh?
It's pretty cool because the last couple weeks I've been able to see Anthony Centennial's Riley Moss, number 37, getting some games. And I don't think it's going to be long before he's starting because they are BAD bad.
Yeah, they are bad. And for those of you who follow Yankee Fanatic, I tried to get down to Kansas City last weekend. I was going to cover the Chiefs game, but apparently the Broncos didn't think that we were important enough to cover Riley, so they said, oh, no, we're not going to give you a pass. So I was like, okay, fine. I guess I won't come down then. So
maybe they went on your Facebook and saw your Chiefs stuff.
Yeah, I bet they did.
I'm not allowed to be a fan of a different
team? I'm just kidding, Dan.
I know.
You know?
Well,
hey, it's been great.
Stay on the NFL.
We're not done yet.
Oh, no, we're not done. So maybe in December, here's an idea for a special guest. We should maybe get Todd on the podcast. He could talk about the Bears. And who's the head coach? Is it Matt Eberflus or Todd Eberflus or Jerry Eberflus?
I think it's Matt.
Is he kind of like over his head or what?
No comment.
The Bears are just bad.
I mean, I don't like to. I don't try not to say too much negative about coaches, but I don't know.
Well, before him, they hired away Nagy from the Chiefs, who was just a disaster. Yeah. It's like, you know, how many coaches are they gonna let them hire before they get rid of the GM?
You know, the last coach that was good was Lovey.
Yeah,
and they get a winning record too.
Wasn't good enough for Ben.
Took him to the Super Bowl. I mean.
Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski. See, I'm not just wasting my time over here. That's the Cleveland Browns coach.
There. I do recognize that name.
You know what's really nice is when you're sitting here and you've got Google on a phone.
And then I'm not thinking of Tom Rinaldi. He might be a sideline reporter too, but that's not the guy I'm thinking of. So I'm going to find him here. You guys keep talking.
You know.
It's not Peter Gammon. Okay.
So we will say one thing. When you're watching college football and it's a big game, who's the announcer, Tony?
College football?
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, you mean?
No, right now in the Big Ten. If you know it's a big game, you're who are we getting?
Big game. Is it Beth?
Yeah.
Beth Mowen.
Yeah, Beth Mowen.
Big game Beth Mowen.
And she's just horrible, too. I didn't like listening to her.
That's part-time Cub announcer, by the way.
Yeah, just terrible. Just terrible. What do you think, Dan? Do you like her?
You know, I haven't seen much of her work this season.
You don't see her, you hear her.
Yeah.
She's not very good.
Whoever this guy is. You're kind of attracted to him.
Yeah.
Let me find his.
Is that the sideline reporter?
Yeah. Do you know him?
Let me get my readers on.
This is some riveting podcast.
They always recommend you to be looking at stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know Evan Washburn.
That's who I'm talking about.
I forgot he did it.
I think he does NFL games.
He does, yeah.
Okay, and he has better hair than some of the.
He does.
I mean, that's no Holly Rowe.
And a lot of people don't know it, but I do know him because. The thing that's unique about him is he went to Washburn University, and he's not related to him. For real.
Oh, you're just making up stuff.
No,
we can't call bullshit on it because we don't know.
It's true.
Why didn't you say his name earlier?
Because I forgot. It's kind of like
you know all that, and you don't.
It's like Steve Young went to BYU, and he's related to BYU. I mean, it's a fact.
Okay.
I'm just wanting to end you with a little knowledge tonight. But anyway, it was a great podcast. Next time we'll have somebody really fun on.
This place is really busy through the doors here.
Yeah.
I got a good view, I'll just say that.
Oh! There's a lot of pets out here. We must have had 10 dogs walk by here.
Dan, let's do some shout-outs for parents' birthdays. My dad turned 96 on October 11th.
Yep.
And your mom, who's in the same place, Rock Creek, turned?
She turned 90 on October 6th. Yep.
Yep, 5 days earlier.
That you know, that.
There's a beer. Let's raise them right here. Hey, boom.
Raise them up.
Dan's already drank it.
Think about that. That's great because you've got your dad's 96, your mom's 90. I'm blessed. I sold both my parents. My dad's 87. My mom's 84.
Still at home.
Still living at home.
That's good.
I may have put an eye tag in my dad's truck this week.
You may have.
I did. But it's not tracking because my mother approved it. She actually put it in for me. Because my dad likes to still go to all the games. And sometimes when he leaves Centennial, if he makes the wrong turn, this town's grown so much, he gets an area he doesn't know where he's at.
I get that.
And so it's a safety thing. So I know my dad's probably he's probably live streaming this tonight on his cell phone. But I'm blessed. I still got the guy that goes, "Rod, this is your dad." He only says "dad" in my phone. He says,
"I love it.
How do we get to that Valley Stadium?"
It's like your Aunt Shirley.
I said, "Well, Dad, at about 4:30, you hear the horn honk. You walk out. You get me. I drop you off at the gate." He says, "That'll work." Yeah.
That's a good son, Rod.
Yep, that'll work. And then I take him, and then he gets mad because he doesn't like how they're playing sometimes. Yeah. And my dad forgets that there's
no filter.
My dad forgets there's players' moms around you and stuff like that.
Right.
You know?
Parents?
Yeah.
Coaches?
The best was when my son played basketball. He goes, "Jackson needs to shoot the ball more. Somebody needs to tell that Fontana that Jackson needs to shoot more." I said, "Well, Dad, you know him. Why don't you walk up and tell him?"
God, you probably didn't have to tell him twice.
Oh, my gosh.
With your dad.
Yeah. I don't know. But, hey, you're blessed. Your dad's, your mom, you know, it's 96 and 90. I want to get my parents to 90. Cecil's going to make it to 100, though. I guarantee it.
We were going. It was like another, like he was going to be president because we were going 4 more years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think he's like -200 to get there. So
yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, I hope so, but as long as he's, you know, his health.
But his health is good.
Yeah, that's what I don't want to. You know, no one rushes for. It's just a tough thing.
Well, you guys are welcome to keep talking, but we do need to shut it down because I need to get the volleyball game. So Rod,
hey,
go ahead, Tony, I got one little thing I want to get in that has nothing to do with anything. The parking up at. What are they going to do? Parking at Mullets. I don't know what they're going to do about that. No segue here. Just I wanted to tell you. And then on the way here, they're putting up another hotel behind the Walmart, Holiday Inn Express, and then they have another one like right perpendicular to the thing. That's a different hotel, and I can't figure out where the hell everybody's going to park on that. I just thought I'd bring that up for discussion right now. No, we'll just talk about
that. We'll table that.
But do you guys know, you may not go over there on that side of Walmart, but that's where I come in every time from my house. And they're putting up, do you know where the Holiday Inn Express is behind Walmart?
Yeah.
There's another one right, you know, if you're going to that Perkins.
Yeah.
There's another hotel going right like this. Guys, see that? Can you guys see that?
Yeah, but here's the deal.
and there's no place to park.
Well, when you're, it's for the people that get overloaded in Pasta at Olive Garden. They can walk there.
Okay, I hadn't figured it.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that was an important thing to get in, don't you think, Dan? Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? But I will say the last thing though is, it's really nice because right now in Ankeny, you can drive about anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't before.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Delaware was for State Street.
You're talking because 18. Of road construction.
Yeah, you can drive anywhere right now.
I thought you were.
I mean, and the roads that they've done are nice, you know?
Yeah, they have, yeah.
Hey, but can I ask one last question? So, Dan, you were wearing Chief stuff, which was red. How was your Trump rally?
Boy, we cannot get into that right now.
Okay.
We do not have enough time. I will talk to you guys off air about the Trump rally. So.
Yeah. Dan, because he likes to get both sides of everything, actually went to a Trump rally. Is that true?
I did. I was just curious.
Yeah.
I mean, just full disclosure.
Well, just leave it.
I'm not a Trump guy, but I just was curious to see what it would be like.
Yeah.
And my curiosity was satisfied. So
hey,
I will not be going to another one. I'll just leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that.
Everything he expected it to be.
Hey, good night, people.
Yep.
All right, thanks.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.